James, J-A-M-E-S, Chesson, C-H-E-S-S-O-N, 85722. Mr. Chesson, today's 11-1 is a 52-year-old gentleman comes in for a follow-up of hypertension, obesity, increased A1C, prediabetes, hyperlipidemia. Patient's doing quite well with his Ozempic. At 0.5, he's lost 19 pounds. He has some issues with constipation that he's remedying on his own, and it's working, period. He's had no nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, hematocytosis, seizure, convulsion, period. Medication, opposite page, allergy, opposite page, COVID immunization, not social, no smoking, no drinking. He feels great. He's lost 18 to 19 pounds, and he's exercising. Allergy, no, 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 allergy, 230 pounds, 98%, 98 temperature, 20 heart rate, 68 pulse, 140 over 90. At home, it's 120 over 60. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs, clear abdomen, soft shirt, neck shows, JVD, skin shows, not showing, mucosa with hand lesion, number one, hypertension, number two, I told him to get ready to start cutting back on his blood pressure medication, number three, keep checking blood pressure, if he gets around 110 or lower, call me, number four, increase Ozempic to 0.75, I'm sorry, 0.5, and then 0.75, next number is come back in 4 weeks, or 8 weeks, next number, we'll do blood work at that time, next number, review the notes, from previously, reveals no other question or concern. Next number, he doesn't want a CPAP. He never used the Bungo for sleep apnea. He does have RVH, but he wants to wait till he loses weight. Next number is wanted to look at his carotid stenosis next year. Thank you.